I've got the door open in front of me right now, one hand on the edge of it, the other resting on the handle that's about to come off. You might be thinking this is just a simple swap, something you can rush through, but I'll tell you why I always slow down right here. This is the moment where most people either feel confident or start second-guessing themselves. The door looks solid, the handle feels familiar, and yet, this is where little mistakes turn into doors that won't latch, handles that feel loose, or locks that stick when you're already late. What you're really doing here isn't just changing hardware. You're resetting how this door feels every single time someone touches it. What you're looking for is control, not speed. I want you to feel steady, not rushed. I'm already checking how the handle turns, listening to the sound it makes, feeling the resistance. That tells me a lot before I remove a single screw. You can do this. I'm right here with you, and we're going to take it one calm, confident move at a time. Replacing a door handle or lock set seems simple on the surface because it's something you touch every day. You open doors without thinking about them. You close them without noticing the mechanics behind that motion. That's exactly why people get this task wrong. They assume familiarity equals understanding. It doesn't. What this task actually accomplishes is alignment. You're not just installing a new handle. You're making sure the door, the latch, the strike plate, and the locking mechanism all agree with each other. When they don't, the door tells on you immediately. It sticks, it rattles, it won't close unless you lift it. It locks but feels gritty or tight. Those are symptoms of misunderstanding the job. A door handle works because several parts are cooperating under light pressure. The latch slides in and out smoothly. The handle rotates evenly. The spindle inside lines up perfectly with the latch mechanism. The lock cylinder turns without forcing anything. Success looks like effortlessness. When you push the handle down, it should feel smooth and predictable. When you close the door, it should click without a slam. When you lock it, there should be no grinding, no hesitation. That's the standard, even if no one ever told you that. People usually fail at this task for a few common reasons. The biggest one is rushing. They pull the old handle off, slap the new one on, and tighten everything down as hard as they can. They think tighter means stronger. In reality, over-tightening can twist the latch, bind the mechanism, and actually shorten the life of the hardware. Another failure point is ignoring the door itself. Doors move over time, houses settle, hinges wear. If the old handle felt wrong, the new one won't magically fix that unless you pay attention. Before touching any tools, you need to think about what kind of door you're working with. Is it an interior door or an exterior door? Is it solid wood, hollow core, or metal? Exterior doors usually have thicker lock sets and tighter tolerances because they're about security and weather. Interior doors are more forgiving but still need alignment. You also need to think about handedness. Doors swing left or right, and that affects how the latch is oriented. Most modern handles are reversible, but only if you understand how they're meant to be adjusted. This task matters because a poorly installed handle affects daily life in small but constant ways. A door that doesn't close properly becomes a nuisance. A lock that sticks becomes a stress point. I've been on jobs where a homeowner swore the lock was defective and all it needed was proper alignment and a lighter touch. Understanding that now saves you frustration later. Mentally preparing for this job means slowing your mindset down. You're not here to wrestle anything into place. You're here to guide parts into alignment. You should already be thinking about feel. What does smooth feel like? What does resistance tell you? If something doesn't want to go together, it's usually trying to tell you something. Professionals listen to that. Beginners fight it. The difference isn't strength, it's awareness. Before I even touch the handle, I make sure my space is right. I want the door open enough that it won't move on me, but not swinging freely. Sometimes I'll rest it lightly against the jamb or wedge it gently so it stays put. That stability matters more than people realize. If the door is shifting while you work, every adjustment becomes harder to judge. The main tool you're going to use is a screwdriver. Most handles use a Phillips head, but I always check first. Using the wrong size is how screws get stripped, and stripped screws turn a simple job into a headache. You want the screwdriver to seat firmly in the screw head. When you turn it, it should feel solid, not sloppy. That's your first tactile cue that you're set up correctly. If you're replacing a lock set, you'll also be dealing with the latch and possibly the strike plate on the frame. That's why I like having a flat screwdriver nearby as well. Not for prying aggressively, but for gentle adjustments if something's snug. Sometimes the latch plate sits flush, sometimes it's recessed. You need to notice that before removing it, so you install the new one the same way. Lay the new handle or lock set out in front of you and take a moment to look at it. Don't rush this. Hold it in your hands. Turn the handle. Slide the latch in and out with your thumb. This is where you get familiar with how it's supposed to feel. That baseline matters. If it feels smooth in your hands but rough in the door later, you'll know the issue isn't the hardware itself. Body position matters too. I like to work with the door at about waist to chest height, standing square to it. I'm not reaching awkwardly or twisting my wrist. When your body is comfortable, your hands are more precise. That precision shows up in the final result. Before starting, I always check the existing handle one last time. I turn it slowly. I listen. I feel for resistance. I lock and unlock it if it's a lock set. This gives me a reference point. Even if it's broken or worn, it tells me how the door and latch are currently interacting. That information is useful. Readiness feels like calm focus. You're not thinking about the next step yet. You're present. The tools are within reach. The parts are laid out. Nothing is forcing you to hurry. That's when you're ready to begin. I start by loosening the screws on the interior side of the handle. As I turn the screwdriver, I'm paying attention to how the screws come out. If they're tight at first and then loosen smoothly, that's normal. If they feel gritty or uneven, I slow down. That tells me the handle may be under tension. I support the exterior side with my other hand so it doesn't drop when the screws come free. Once the handle separates, I slide the latch out of the edge of the door. This is where people often rush, but I like to pause and look at how it was oriented. The angled side of the latch faces the direction the door closes. That angle matters. Installing it backward is one of the most common mistakes I see. It won't break anything, but it will make the door feel wrong. When installing the new latch, I guide it in gently. I don't force it. If it doesn't slide in easily, I pull it back out and check alignment. Wood doors especially can have slight swelling or compression around the latch hole. A little patience here saves a lot of frustration. When it seats properly, it feels snug but not tight. As I bring the two halves of the handle together through the door, I make sure the spindle lines up with the latch mechanism. This is a feel thing more than a visual thing. When it's right, the pieces come together naturally. When it's wrong, they fight you. That's your cue to stop and realign. Tightening the screws is where professional judgment really shows. I snug them down evenly, alternating between screws so the handle pulls in straight. I'm not cranking them down with all my strength. I stop when the handle feels secure and doesn't wobble. Then I test it. I turn the handle slowly. If it feels stiff, I back the screws off just a hair. That tiny adjustment often makes all the difference. With a lock set, I test the lock before closing the door. I turn the key or thumb turn and feel how smoothly it operates. If there's resistance, I don't ignore it. I address it now. Closing the door and hoping it works later is how problems get missed. Once everything feels right, I close the door gently and listen for the latch engaging the strike plate. A clean click tells me alignment is good. If I have to push hard or lift the door, I know the strike plate may need adjustment. But often a well-installed handle solves that on its own. Mistakes happen. I've installed handles backward. I've over-tightened screws. I've learned that the door always gives feedback if you're willing to listen. Trust your hands. Trust the feel. When it feels smooth, when the sound is clean, when the movement is effortless, you've done it right. You don't need special skills for this. You need patience, awareness, and a light touch. That's it. If your door opens and closes smoothly now, take a second to appreciate that. You did this, and the next time you touch that handle, you'll know exactly what's happening inside the door.